They say that bigger is better and that change is good, and that has certainly been the case for the Bible. Ballooning from a simple one gospel and 10 books to a whopping 4 gospels by anonymous authors, plus Acts, 62 extra books for a total of 72, and had an extra religion stapled to it at the Council of Nicaea, and after a bit of tinkering, inspired translations, editing, reviews, committee meetings and creative interpretations, it even won the approval of a Roman emperor and a British king. But if you'd rather read the first Christian Bible, original and unedited, just as it was in 144 AD, visit theveryfirstbible.org and download a free copy.